Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. State lawmakers have set revenue projections for the next 2 years. Lawmakers are anticipating a few million extra dollars in revenue. There are bills working through the legislature now that would set the state sales tax rate, and that outcome could change the revenue projection process next year. Joining us to unpack revenue numbers and how this could be different next year, we have SDPB's Lee Strubinger joining us from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio inside SDPB's Black Hills studio. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Lori, how's it going?
Pretty good. All right. Good. Lawmakers are revising the current fiscal year budget up by about $3.2 million. And then they're recommending a fiscal year 2020 budget, $5.7 million more than Governor Noem's proposed budget earlier this session. So what does this mean for this year's legislative session?
Well, most lawmakers I've talked with are pleased with the adopted revenue projections. And this is important because these numbers determine how much money the state has to work with going forward. And adopting this revenue forecast was just the easy part, they've said. And now comes that hard part of determining what gets funded and how and why.
All right. Remind us again how Appropriations Committee comes up with the number.
Sure. These revenue projections come from numbers from the Bureau of Finance and Management, which falls under the governor's office, and from the committee's own numbers person. And these two sides use different models to predict how much revenue the state will bring in. Democratic State Senator Reynold Nesba is an economics professor at Augustana University. Let's hear him explain the process between the Legislative Research Council, which some people call that the LRC, and the state's finance experts.
With the Bureau of Finance and Management using a forward-looking regression model, trying to forecast and look at economic growth and future unemployment and future inflation to try and make some predictions about what our sales are going to be and all of the other revenue sources. Then we have folks in the LRC who are using a backward-looking model that are really just looking at actual data and trying to fit a model that predicts that into the future, and they're pretty close.
Right. So basically, the Bureau of Finance and Management will kind of use a regression model in trying to forecast economic growth and future unemployment and inflation and try and make predictions with those numbers and what the sales revenue is going to be. And then the LRC folks will use a backwards looking model, and they'll look at actual data trying to fit a model that will predict revenues going into the future. And Nesba says that those numbers are pretty close. Generally speaking, the LRC model that Nesba talks about comes in a little higher than the Bureau of Finance and Management model. And so this week, a subcommittee met. And what they do is they take both of those numbers and they kind of talk them over. And then they pick something that kind of comes in between the two, and then we end up with the projections that we see today. And I think it's important to note that in the case of fiscal year 2020, you know, legislators are looking 17 months into the future and predicting how much the state government will cost.
Hmm. All right, so what is Governor Noem saying about this budget?
Noem says she's pretty confident in the revenue numbers that her office provided, and the next step is finding that balance with legislators.
We've been having discussions as to where we think we should go. What I have encouraged the legislators to do is to be conservative, that we don't spend money we don't have, and that they should keep those revenue numbers lower so that we can make sure that we're budgeting appropriately and we're not back here next year cutting spending when we didn't do our job.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are calling this a conservative budget, and it was crafted with a few things in mind. You know, one is that most economists are pointing towards a recession sometime this year or next. And, you know, during the last recession, the South Dakota farm economy was strong. This time, you know, commodity prices are a little lower. So lawmakers are optimistic, but they're crafting this budget and working with a lot of those ideas in mind going forward. You know, receipts are coming in a little higher than anticipated. That's why they've sort of bumped up both of their projections. State Senator Justin Cronin says this is probably one of the best budgets he's seen.
The committee all listened to economic advisors from across the state. You know, everybody's talking about what could come. So we thought, well, you know, we're not going to be doom and gloom. $5 million is not bad, especially with you know, we're increasing the 2020 budget by a considerable amount. So $5 million more is probably not too much to ask.
Now, Lee, people are starting to see that sales tax added to their online purchases. And how is that affecting the state budget?
There's not a lot of talk about online revenue collections right now. These budget revenue projections don't really reflect the future of online collections. And some lawmakers say they don't think it will bring in much money at all. Governor Noem, during press conferences yesterday, say they only have 1 month of online collections data, and she says it showed no significant increase. I've talked with other lawmakers who say the same thing, that it could be, instead of buying something in store at say, the Walmarts, they're buying it online, and that tax revenue will essentially be the same.
All right, that brings us to the next question. This is something we've talked about earlier this session. This week, the state Senate passed a bill which seeks to clarify an amendment from 2016 that would give appropriators the opportunity to set the sales tax rate based on those collections. Any sense how that bill, which is, I think, Senate Bill 86, how is that going to play out in the House? Any idea?
Well, House Republicans haven't given a window into their thinking on the legislation. It got 6 no votes in the Senate, all from the conservative caucus of the Republican Party. And currently, the state sales tax rate is 4.5%. It was increased by half a percent point several years ago to fund teacher pay and property tax relief. The so-called Partridge Amendment says the sales tax would roll back a percentage point for every $20 million raised in online revenue. Not quite sure what that means. The law doesn't really specifically spell out what that means either. And Republican State Senator Jeff Partridge says there's a need for clarity and a need for process, and there's really no legal mechanism for that auto-trigger tax cut in current law.
I think the Senate really understood that what we need to have is a time period for us to work on the numbers, to look at the numbers, to analyze them properly, and then to have a process in place for actually engaging in the possibility of running a tax bill through the legislature that would cut taxes.
If signed by the governor, her finance wizards would say, here's how much revenue we're bringing in. The appropriations committee would then make a determination on the tax rate. If the state brings in $20 million, the committee could roll back the tax rate by a percentage point, et cetera. Partridge says the Appropriations Committee and process needs to be the tip of the spear on the tax rate issue.
Okay, you just said earlier indications on online sales tax revenue is showing no significant increase.
Right. There are a lot of factors at play within this bill and what it would do. And there also are a lot of ideas out there of what to do with this bill. Senator Nessebaugh, who we heard from earlier, and other Democrats want the state to roll back the tax on food as opposed to the sales tax as a whole. A food tax is considered a regressive tax since it affects poor people more. You also have groups like Americans for Prosperity who say this bill doesn't go far enough. They're prepared to circulate petitions for the 2020 election that would create that automatic sales tax reduction over the next 5 years, no matter how much revenue is raised. They say that reduction in sales tax rate was talked about, lawmakers promised it, and that this needs to be what happens. And that kind of automatic trigger is something that Governor Noem says she's concerned about. That reduction of the rate without revenues coming in as initially thought or projected, then that would mean cutting spending.
All right, and so this ties into some of those big picture conversations we've been having for a couple of years now, really, when you look at lawmakers sort of people holding them accountable to what they said they were going to do with this notion of you should keep promises. And then on the other side, this idea of, hey, let's look at our whole tax base, our whole tax structure. How do we do this whole thing? And lawmakers were not inclined to take that big picture look this year. But you still have people like Randall Nessebaugh saying that it needs to be done.
Well, even Democrats will say this goes back even further when the state joined the streamlining process for tax rates. That when a tax on food was put in place, there was a basically talk about, you know, eliminating that over time. So Democrats are really going to push for this to go back even further than 2016 promises that were made in the legislature.
The first time I met then Senator Billy Sutton in person, he was wearing a repeal the food tax button on his jacket. So we won't be this won't be the last time we have these conversations. SDPB's Lee Strubinger, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate it as always.
Of course, Lori, always fun.